What is going on, Flyers fans?
Yeah.
This is two consecutive games that I've been happy. Nick and Nick, when was the last time we could say that? With me tonight on Flyer Night post game, brought to you by the Heat Ratio Sports Network, is Nick the Scout Tosti and Nikki, my microphone nuts, who's not working. So, Nick, we'll wait on you a little bit. It won't look good on our video cast, but no one will know the difference on the podcast. So I'll start with you, Nick the Scout. We were a little, you know, we were optimistic with the Seattle game. We were excited, but, you know, we knew we had a tough opponent in the formidable Boston Bruins. They're always a tough game. Always give the Flyers aggravation. I forgot who it was that said to me once that shots on goals don't really – it might have been Jason Martita. Shots on goals really don't concern me. There's more to it than that. And I thought despite the disparity in shots, I think the Flyers shared the zone time throughout the game. I just thought they played a hell of a hockey game. Your thoughts?
Incredible hockey game for them tonight. I mean, to come out – you know, with a big win against Seattle, which, you know, an expansion team, you kind of expected that. And, you know, to show up tonight the way they showed up out of the gate and straight through with no quit, lots of fire, lots of energy, lots of chemistry I'm seeing already on this team. Against Boston with Martin Big Bones Jones in net. You can't. What more could you have asked for tonight? Maybe a fight, but hey, listen, you know, beggars can't be choosy. You know, the youngsters are playing well. You know, the pairings, what we're seeing up front with Farabee and Atkinson and Konechny and Drew and even Couturier mixed in on that. Dude, we got two strong, formidable lines going on right now that I don't think anybody saw this coming this early in the game. I mean, when was the last time, Dan? When was the last time you saw the Flyers score four goals or more in three consecutive games? I mean, it was like 1942. I don't even know when it was.
There was a stretch last year. I don't think we scored more than three goals in, like, I don't know, 15 to 20 games. It was absurd.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And Harry's checking in. Harry, thanks for checking in. Nice Flyers win. It was a hell of a test. So I'll take it. Our buddy Al's always checking up. What's up, Al? Al, give me a Sixers update, would you? And Mr. Crisco, at least you're here when your son cannot make it. Now, Nick's having technical difficulties. So how you doing, Mr. Crisco? The one thing I will point out to you, and you know, you'd say if this happens against a good team, you're in trouble. In the first period, the Flyers had six giveaways to the Bruins one. And overall, they gave the puck away 12-6, the Flyers did. And some of those were brutal giveaways. In fact, I always chart that. Provorov had back-to-back giveaways in the defensive zone. Mm-hmm. Yandel again. Sanheim again. And Nico Bakubel gave it away, which led to a goal. So that's where it burned us. But some of the even though the Bruins had less giveaways, some of theirs led to our goals as well. So, you know, both teams give the puck away. We just really scrutinized the Flyers, especially after last year. But you forgot to mention Brassard. He's been dynamite. And it makes you wonder how the guy's been on like nine teams in 7 years.
There's going to be a lot of people we are going to forget to mention when you have a game like this. I mean, because you can't you go down the list. I mean, even down to the third line, Scott Loughton. I think I say it, you know, I mean, I've been on Scout Loughton for years and years and years. The guy just knows how to play hockey. He knows how to play away from the puck. He knows how to play with the puck. He knows how to get into open space. He knows how to be smart. You know, he's not the most skilled, fastest, you know, craftiest guy in the world, but man, he is just so solid. I said it, you know, and when we were doing our predictions, I thought he was going to have a really good year this year. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens when Hayes comes back, how they're going to change up the lines. You know, I personally, I put out on Twitter, I thought it would be nice to see, because Loudon really is very versatile. I mean, he could play wing if he has to, and I think even Hayes could too. Having Hayes, JVR, and Loudon on that third line, and slot Oscar back down into maybe an AK spot, and you know, I think Nick would be a little better off right now, and Lehigh hone his skills a little bit. But people are treating it special teams. I mean, penalty kill and power play tonight. The clean zone entry on the power play, Ellis with a shot, and Farabee gets a rebound and he sticks it right in the oven like he's supposed to do. They're doing a lot of things really well right now. And as much as we razzed AV last year on coaching and where maybe we thought he was making some mistakes, and not really putting the team in position to do a good job, he's done a great job so far in these first three games, making a lot of really, really good decisions. And, when you're under the microscope like that, it's easy to pinpoint, little flaws here and there. And I haven't seen very many so far in these first three games, Dan.
Well, what I really loved about the first power play, which mind you, maybe it's my, orange goggle glasses here, but on that first penalty kill, Ristolainen was in the crease. Bergeron charged at him. Big man won the battle. Little man fell down and he got called for interference, which I thought was a bogus penalty.
Yeah.
And then the penalty kill was terrific. They challenged every guy with the puck. I mean, every time a Bruin got the puck, they got in their grill. They did not sag like in the past. I almost guarantee that was a coaching point in practice. Nicky Nuts, are you available now?
We're ready to go. I'm ready to go, baby.
Mr. Nuts is back. We're not so sure how sober he is, but he's back.
I'm back. I'm sober. Chill out.
I'm just
a little bit.
No, I know you've got the hockey game raspy voice going.
So, I was cheering tonight, boys.
So, Nicky Nuts, you and I texted before the show. We were not so gung ho, and I still don't necessarily believe in it in theory, but you can't argue with the results. What was your ultimate thought with the goalie decision tonight?
I didn't understand it at all, because the you want your starting goalie to get some confidence. Get him two games. You got four, almost 6 days off. Why not play him? Give that kid confidence. I mean, they're not playing for a little bit now. So what's the point? Have him play. Have Hart play. Jones did a remarkable job. Hey, he played awesome. Thank God. But you got to give your starting goalie a little bit of vibe. You got to get him going. And then you had Ristolainen in the lineup, which is only going to add confidence to that core of defensemen. And as Nick said, you won't have to be fast in general for skating. You just need to move the puck faster, and that's exactly what they did. They passed the puck like a team that wants to win. They had determination. They handled the puck. Last year, if you notice, every time they passed a puck, they flubbled. It went off their stick. It was in their skate. This year, they're actually tic-tac-toeing it, and it's making a huge difference.
Now, good points. Nick T. Nicky Nuts brought up Risto, and I'm not going to lie. I was not impressed with him tonight.
I wasn't either.
He, the stats, the metrics that were negative on him came to light a little bit tonight. He had a very, very poor shallow dump in, and then he goes to make a change, which led to the Hall breakaway, which was terrible. He does that thing that I could never stand when Coburn was on our team, when he was behind the net, when in doubt, just rip it along the boards. Yeah. And he was doing those type of turnovers tonight. He's not as savvy with the puck as say Ellis or Provorov, of course. But, and again, Provorov gave the puck away, but he did take the body a couple times really well. And maybe he's rushing back from his injury for all we know. Maybe he's not playing at 100%. Yeah. So, Krulov says no passes and skates from defenseman to forwards. Yeah. that makes all the difference. You're absolutely right. To me, that's the ice hockey equivalent to a quarterback leading his wide receiver and getting yards after the catch. If you don't do it, you know, you don't have yards after the catch in football, and in hockey, you have sloppy breakouts. So that's a great point.
Miss Vance.
Our man Adam checks in the intensity of every shift is awesome. Now, there's no doubt about it. And Nick, Nikki T, I want you to reiterate real fast. You mentioned that team speed isn't always measured in the skater's ability. But yet, my mental notes, despite the fact I don't think he scored a goal yet, JVR is flying around the ice. Lawton, clearly to me, looks like the fastest player on the team. Farabee looks to be flying through the ice. So now all of a sudden they look like a fast team. So what does last year perhaps prove? They just had nothing going on chemistry wise. They were fatigued. Maybe there was locker room issues that I have no idea. Granted, it's three games, a hell of a comeback, a great win against the Kraken and a great win against the Bruins. But this team looks like they completely turned a page from last year. I know I've heard countless times you can't measure this team against last year anymore. I get that to some extent. That being said, they look like a fast team. Nick, what do you attribute that to?
Well, I think if I'm a forward on last year's team, and I don't think you could help but become frustrated and just have that affect what's going on in your head and eventually translate to what's going on in the game. What I mean by what's going on, if you're a forward and being frustrated with, is obviously what we saw from the defensive, you know, from our defensive core last year, which was not a lot. A lot of mistakes, a lot of turnovers, not picking up their men, not breaking out the puck clean, being beat on the forecheck. You know, if you're a forward that's out there on the ice while all these things are happening, that could possibly really get into your head and be like, you know what? What am I hustling for? What am I running up and down for? We're not getting the puck anyway. You know, all these things are starting to compile. So, you know, maybe that those changes that we made on the defensive side of things not only are going to give our goaltending tandem a nice vote of confidence, but our forwards feel like, you know, okay, man, we've got the core piece of what we need to make something happen in transition has completely changed, and now we're all on board. So, you know, I mean, that's the only thing. I don't know, Dan. I mean, you know, I put away my crystal ball on Monday when I said that Jones would be starting tonight. So, you know,
listen, that's been Vigneault's pattern. I mean, if Elliott was on a team, you almost had a sense it would have been him as well. No, I wasn't surprised by any means. And I'd rather him start against Boston than Florida, because I think Florida will be a tougher test for the Flyers and Carter Hart. We're going to have a Crisco on Crisco comment here. Nick, you remember last year they would give up a goal like 20 times?
Without a doubt.
As soon as they score a goal and we're all excited, they'd give it right back within a minute to 2 minutes. And I believe your dad's making that reference right there.
Yep, 100%. That is true. We came out to play today. We had a little bit of a lull after, I want to say, we weathered the storm in the beginning. Let's just put it that way. Because that's what Boston does. They try to, like, just aggression. They try to fast skate you. They try to push you. And we weathered that storm. And it made all the difference. And you know what? This having a defensive core that is smart with the puck in front of any goalie is going to make a huge, huge difference. And
there's no doubt. They're I'm going to tie 2 points into that. Zach kind of joked with us the other night, Nicky Nuts. He goes, Dan, you really like balance. And I think Zach wanted a few 50 goal scorers. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And you know, obviously if you project some of the way the guys are playing, they're going to have good numbers. And Nicky Nuts, you're spot on. Farabee looks beyond an all-star right now. So if he keeps this going, it's a slam dunk that he's going to the all-star game. But, to my point of wanting balance, we've got it. I mean, the second line is playing better than the first line.
Yes.
JVR is flying around the ice. Lawton with JVR is flying around the ice. They have three good lines. And McEwen played a solid defensive game tonight. Nate Thompson, you're always going to get that. And you know, Nick and I's favorite player, Nick Obey-Kubel, I'd like to get rid of him.
Yeah, I agree.
I'll put just put Bunneman in the lineup and let's get rid of NAK. I'm sick of him. You know how there's a player.
Yeah, how about York?
Well, York's a defenseman. We need a. I'm talking about a fourth line winger. So, but the bottom line is we have balance, and I'll let you guys speak to that in a second. But my next little question I want Nicky T to address is how good are the new guys looking?
I mean, first of all, defense. Well, first of all, let's start. How much time do you have? I know we have lots of.
Well, I get up at 6:30, so not a lot.
I mean, you know, we're starting from the net out. I think Jones is a better addition, you know, than Elliott right there off the bat. I think the three defensemen that we brought in, Ellis. Ristolainen didn't have the best game role, but Ellis and Yandel right now are making Sanheim and Provorov look like, who are they? You know, I mean, it's they're in, you know, they came in here and you can see immediately what a real top formidable defenseman is supposed to look like, both offensively and defensively. And then offensively, Jesus, I mean, it's like heaven on earth. Atkinson is just.
Yeah.
He's electric. Like he's well, just
speak to that brilliant play Yandel made, knowing and anticipating that JVR was gonna beat the guy for the icing. And he banked it off the boards for JVR.
Yes.
JVR then purposely took a shot on goal pass.
Yes.
Ricocheted right to Laud. It was orchestrated brilliantly. It was orchestrated brilliantly.
Yeah.
And Yandel saw that 10 seconds before it happened. That's
hockey IQ at its finest. That's
offensively hockey IQ is off the charts, but he does have a turnover or two per game. And that's the knock on him defensively.
Right.
As long as those turnovers don't lead to goals, it's not as glaring, but again, I'm crazy with my turnover charting. And I'm aware of all the turnovers because I cannot stand the defensive zone or the neutral zone turnovers. And Yandel had a couple tonight. But
they've got to clean that up.
Yeah, they do. But that being said, he is a brilliant offensive mind. Nicky Nuts, your three stars for tonight. We're going to wrap this puppy up. Your three stars for tonight.
I would go Konechny. I would go with Farabee. And, of course, Cam.
You cannot argue those three choices. Nicky T.
Let me go. Farabee, Atkinson, Loughton.
I had the same first two. I had Farabee and Atkinson. But just to show that I'm not a complete homer, I have to illustrate that I believe, you know, Marchand had another great game. He's someone, he's boo worthy, but he had a hell of a game.
Absolutely boo worthy.
No, he should. Bergeron didn't notice that much. Pasternak a few times, especially when the puck was handed to him by, you know, Nick Obey-Kubel. But I think Marchand was terrific. But yeah, I mean, I could have easily replaced him with TK or Giroux. And again, so far, you could put Ryan Ellis as a three-star every game.
I love his addition.
He's been flawless so far.
Yeah.
Back there. So, yeah, I mean.
Dan, I would like to propose one thing before we hang up.
Sure.
I would like to see the Flyers make a move at some point sooner than later of either Sanheim or Provorov so we can bring up York and fill another need in on the offensive side of things or not more depth at defense, but Sanheim is wearing thin on me. I just want to put that out there.
Yeah, he's not taking a next step.
He's not.
He hasn't been. He hasn't been.
No, he's not. And Crew Love, you're absolutely right. the defensemen, Yandel and Ellis in particular, they're known for their outlet passes. So it's going as advertised. And Yandel's passes are always on the money. Yeah, him and Ellis are just known for their bing, bam, boom out of the zone.
That makes a big difference.
That's what makes the team fast.
That's a huge, yep, absolutely, bingo. Just and, like Nick said.
And Adam, we always appreciate you. Believe that the show wouldn't be a show without viewers like you, Adam. That's why we come on for people like you. So don't you forget about that, Adam.
Absolutely.
So listen, everyone. The Flyers are off to a nice start. They have 5 points in three games. The first game was shaky after the first period, but they had unbelievable resiliency to come back. And then the last two games reminded me of how hot they were 2 years ago with new personnel. So maybe it's maybe Vigneault's system is still pretty damn good. And the new people are buying in, which is making the other guys buy right back in, because the people that are buying in have a lot of credibility in the locker room. So you have to buy into a system. You cannot shut it down and block out the coaches. But the bottom line is they're off to a nice start, and Saturday will be a true test because the Florida Panthers, as Nicky T will tell you, they are no.
Yeah, they are. I actually think they'll give Tampa Bay a run for their money, man. They're very impressive to me,
and they got Ekblad back, so that makes a world of difference for them. But anyway, this is once again a post game show, and the game started late, ran a little late. So on behalf of Nicky Nuts, on behalf of Nicky the Scout Tosti, I am Dan Green. We are Heat Ratio Sports, and Nick Tosti, what do the viewers need to do? I mean, Nicky Nuts, what do the viewers need to do?
Ring that bell, baby. Like and subscribe. Like and subscribe. Follow all main media and bring it to us. Let's make this huge. Let's make this big and bring it to broad, baby.
Bring it to broad.
Bring it to broad.
So, again, as Nicky Nuts says, subscribe on YouTube. And listen, tell your friends about us. If they love to have a nice ride home, we are on all the podcasting sites, Spotify, iHeart, Amazon Pod, Google Pod. We're everywhere. So, again, Flyers had a great win tonight. Thank you all. We had many people chiming in tonight. We really appreciate you. We will see you Saturday. So until then, good night, good hockey. Take care, everyone.
Good night, buddy. See you guys.